Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Let us open our Bible and read James chapter 5 verses 7 to 20. James chapter 5 verses 7 to 20. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and had long patience for it, until he received the early and latter rain. Be also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not once against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Amen. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, let you fall into condemnation. Is anyone or is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. But it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Amen. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that you sent to us on time to direct us, guide us, cleanse us, and sanctify us. Yes. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and to provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us to threaten in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter. For all those things in our lives had comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God. As he said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As we confess our sins and renounce them, Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we commit Lord, we commit once again into your hand not to do them again, and to live a life to please you and honor you, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. For God said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we trust you and rely on you that you will answer our prayers. You will shield us, protect us, and provide us all our needs in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray, Lord, for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm to execute your will and plans for their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have a good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite with their husbands to implement the discipline orders to their children. And according to your word, Lord, we pray for the children to protect them from the works of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to humble them. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, laziness, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing unto your sight. Lord, help the children to persevere in the discipline of their parents, and that they will serve you and continue to do your works. Lord, we pray that you help and support all the single parents in the church, and to provide all their needs to continue to care for their children. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss, pray for your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes, so we can continue to receive our salaries on time, and so we give that what is due for you. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you from tithes, offerings, and first fruits, that you will increase their salaries in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray to help us to be a noble vessels of your blessing to the people around us by preaching your word to them, and by our good example to them, that they can see Christ in us. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need, that you will provide to them their needs. Lord, give them wisdom to help them to solve their problems. Lord, heal those who are sick among them and provide jobs for those who are jobless in Jesus' name.
Yes,
let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and the people back home in our countries, and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the people that you are mentioned now in our prayers. Lord, convict them to repent and to come and to give their lives to you in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the new people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in vision and dreams. Stretch out your hand, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, prosper all those places so we too, your church, will prosper. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations, workers, and members. Grant us favor from and from the governments of those places that our logistic needs and documentations will be provided. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church to grow. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more brethren to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the backsliders and those who left your church to repent and come back to you. Lord, lead us to those who are repenting to help them to go out from their troubles. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations and other places not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray, Lord, to bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchman ministry, the evangelism, the publications, the children and the youth under their parents and the wives under their husband, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, go before us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to preach your word and impart to them the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. Lord, fulfill the vision of your church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bestow upon us the spiritual gifts that we need to heal the sick, to evangelize, to make disciples, to pray, to minister, and to declare your will so they will know that you are a true God and we are your servants. Lord, enable us to reach new places, new countries, cities, and new languages and nations. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our worship service today. Lord, bless every item of our service. Bless our prayers, our worship songs, the giving and your word that we hear today. Speak to us, Lord, and do miracles and wonders in our midst. Bless also the recording to reach the rest of the congregations and the members of the church, and to reach the lost and to have the fruits that you want to see in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us now stand and worship and praise the Lord.
As we come together, O Lord God, we enthrone you, O Lord God, and we lift your holy name, O Lord Jesus. O come, O Holy Spirit, we pray, O Lord, that you will fill us once more. We pray that you will minister to our needs again, O Lord God, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you have loved us with an everlasting love. Thank you that you have given even your very own Son, O Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die in behalf of us. We speak of your goodness. We speak of your gospel. Amen.
You
destroy
the works of the
evil
one, and the kingdom of darkness to die, and to rescue men from the law of sin. This is the gospel of Christ. To proclaim the good.
Lord Jesus, thank you that you have given us your gospel. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We continue to lift up your holy name, O God. We worship you in spirit and in truth, not only by singing, O Lord God, but we pray that you will continue to minister in our hearts. Search our hearts, O Lord, and may you find that you are enthroned there. Hallelujah.
Just to breathe.
power of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering to God in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. Gracious God, who is the giver, creator of all things here on earth and heaven, we come before you in gratitude to thank you for all the blessings you bestow upon us. And as we give our tithes offering in first fruit, increase our faith and give us wisdom how to be a good steward to all the things that you entrusted to us, especially this gift of life to be used for your glory. Bless this money, O God, to help the poor and needy, as your command to us. This all I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I am reading from the message of Dr. Ramis, our pastor, entitled God's Calling Requirements, Part 23, Friendship with God, Part 2. God's Calling Requirements, Part 23, Friendship with God, Part 2. Open your Bibles and read John chapter 15, verses 13 to 15. John chapter 15, verses 13 to 15. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we are gathered here today to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, thank you for your loving kindness that never fail us. Lord, we pray, let your Holy Spirit convict and open the hearts of your people as we receive and listen to your word, to the gospel, O Lord, and write on in our hearts your holy law, even as you have promised. Lord, open the mouth of thy servant to read your word to us in the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. James, the writer of the book of James and the half-brother of Jesus, emphasize about the friendship with God by condemning the friendship with the world. James chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. James chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, that the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? When you mix friends with people and compromise with them and condone their sins because you think one day you will need them, that way of thinking and behavior will make God very angry with you. If you do that, then you are forfeiting the privileges to be friend with God. Why we should not have friends from the world? Friends in the world are a source of troubles in your life. Events and situations from the scriptures will show clearly why you should not have friends from the world, from among those who do not follow Christ. Here, we will continue to describe from the scriptures the events of wrong friendships. Letter G. Hosea chapter 3, verse 1. Hosea chapter 3 verse 1, then said the Lord unto me, go yet, love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flagons of wine. A woman beloved of her friend is the description of immorality between man and woman outside the marriage life. Immorality will come out of the worldly friendship between man and women. But the Bible speaks about marriage. Friendship used by the devil to introduce immoralities. It starts with just friendship, but later on, the devil would inject immorality to the relationship. The best thing we follow is that no man will meet with a woman and be together in privacy. Even for those who are called to marry, they should not meet and be alone until the wedding day. Letter H. Friends will grumble and resent when they are faced with the truth. Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 15. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you. And they went their way. Again, he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out, and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the beginning, and when they came that they were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, this last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine ease and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. It is not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own. Is thine eye evil because I am good? In the parable of the laborers in the vineyard, friends murmured against the good man of the house when he faced them with the truth. When you hired friends for some work, you might be thinking they will be of help, but then you will discover that they will grumble and demand from you more than what is owed to spend with others. Letter I. Friends will be used to introduce injustice. Acts chapter 12, verse 20. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace because their country was nourished by the king's country. Herod here again persuaded to do another injustice in his leadership, giving undeserved favor to the people of Tyre because they made friendship with the king's chamberlain. and that work out things for their behalf. Many people, they make friends and they will rely on friends to receive undeserved favor. Such things will promote injustice. In fact, corruption and injustice in government are introduced through friendships. Letter J, friends might betray you for the sake of money. Matthew 26, verse 50. Matthew 26, verse 50. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they, and laid hands on Jesus, and took him. Judas came to Jesus and kissed him, and it was a kiss of betrayal to show to the Jews whom they needed to arrest. Jesus knew about what Judas was doing behind him. That is why, cynically, he called Judas friend. Matthew 26, 46 to 49. Matthew 26, 46 to 49. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. Although Jesus knew from where Judas came, still he asked him. Jesus wanted to tell him that he knew what he received money. He knew that he received money to hand him over. People whom you trust as friends might behave in a very cheap way just for the sake of gaining some money out of the relationship with you. Letter K. Friends may entice you to sin against God and lead you to idol worship. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 6 to 11. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 6 to 11. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, Let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers, namely of the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. Thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall thine eye pity him, neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him, but thou shalt surely kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. And thou shalt stone him with stones that he die, because he had sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. Be careful of friends who will pull your leg and lead you to worship idols and sins against God. Satan will use such close people to introduce idol worship into your life and into the life of the church. Therefore, be discerning. Resist the devil, be faithful to the Lord, and deal properly with that wicked friend. Some people, they have what they called my best friend. And such people will have more influence, especially when they are used by the devil to introduce idol worship. Letter L. You can be blackmailed by a friend. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 18. A man void of understanding striketh hands, and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. If you don't guard your emotion, the love that you have toward a certain friend, such friend may use you and use your name to warrant him. He put you in the trouble and he escaped out of it. Be very careful and don't guarantee friends, because sure one day they will trouble you. Proverbs chapter 6 verses 1 to 5. Proverbs chapter 6 verses 1 to 5. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth, thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. When thou art come into the hand of thy friend, go, humble thyself, and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Letter M. Friends may pay evil for good. Psalms chapter 35 verses 12 to 15. Psalms chapter 35 verses 12 to 15. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the objects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and cease not. David treated people as his friends, and he was praying and fasting for them. But they betrayed him and paid him evil for the good that he did to them. Psalms 41 verse 9. Psalms 41 verse 9. Yea, mine own familial friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. Be careful not to make friends, but instead have a relationship with people who has friendship with God. Letter N. Be careful of friends who do not fear God. Job received ill treatment from his unfaithful friends. There are certain times God had put people beside you, and he expects from them to give you hand in trouble. Job chapter 6 verse 14. Job chapter 6 verse 14. To him that is afflicted, pity should be showed from his friend. But instead, they will not do that. Put that in your mind and program yourself to fully trust God, that he will be the one to take care of you in times of your trouble. Job said about his friends the following. Job chapter 6 verses 21 to 30. Job chapter 6 verses 21 to 30. For now ye are nothing. Ye see my casting down and are afraid. Did I say, bring unto me, or give a reward for me of your substance, or deliver me from the enemy's hand, or redeem me from the hand of the mighty? Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. How forcible are right words, but what doth your arguing reprove? Do ye imagine to reprove words and the speeches of one that is desperate, which are as wind? Yea, ye overwhelm the fatherless, and ye dig a pit for your friend. Now therefore, be content, look upon me, for it is evident unto you if I lie. Return, I pray you, let it not be iniquity. Yea, return again, my righteousness is in it. Is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern forbear things? Friends who are of no use in times of needs, they called, according to Job, ye dig a pit for your friend. When Job was afflicted by Satan, his friends came supposed to comfort him. Job 2:11. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came everyone from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they have made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. But they troubled him and did not help him in his troubles. Therefore, the Lord rebuked them for such bad attitude. Job 42 verse 7. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right as my servant Job hath. Letter O. The friends of the evil man will agree with him and push him to do evil that will ultimately cause him destruction. The friends of Haman push him to destroy Mordecai, and ultimately he was destroyed with what they suggested to him. Esther chapter 5 verses 10 and 14. Esther chapter 5 verses 10 and 14. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself. And when he came home, he sent and called for his friends and Zeres, his wife. Then said Zeres, his wife, and all his friends unto him, let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak thou unto the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go thou in merrily with the king unto the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. God prostrated what Haman was doing against the Jewish, and God honored Mordecai. Then when Haman reported that to his friends, they did not advise him to repent. Esther chapter 6 verse 13. Esther chapter 6 verse 13. And Haman told Zeres his wife and all his friends everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeres his wife unto him, if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him. Finally, Haman was hung on the gallows that he prepared according to the suggestions of his own friends. Esther chapter 7 verses 9 and 10. Esther chapter 7 verses 9 and 10. And Harbuna, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, behold also the gallows 50 cubits high which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standeth in the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him thereon. So they hung Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. If you live in a wicked way and keep friends whom you think they will support your evil deeds, then just be sure that the days will come and God will use them to punish you. People whom you keep as friends for the times of trouble, they will be the one to eat your flesh during the times of troubles. Their wrong advices to you will put you in troubles, and that will be your punishment. Letter P. Those who trust on friends and not on God, they will perish. God will cause ruin to those who are honoring friends and their works more than God and His word. The prophet Jeremiah prophesied to King Zedekiah about that when he found him trusting and relying on friends to get delivered from God's judgment. He told him, Jeremiah 38 verse 22. And behold, all the women that are left in the king of Judah's house shall be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princes. And those women shall say, Thy friends have set thee on and have rebelled against thee. Thy feet are sunk in the mire and thee are turned away back. Those who trust their friends more than God's word, the Lord shall use their friends to deal treacherously with them. The following is what Jeremiah wrote about that. Lamentations chapter 1 verse 2. She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. Jeremiah also prophesied destruction to Pashur, the priest, and to his friends who were around him supporting and agreeing with his wickedness. Jeremiah chapter 20 verses 1 to 6. Now Pashur, the son of Immer the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Then Pashur smote Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord. And it came to pass on the morrow that Pashur brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then said Jeremiah unto him, The Lord had not called thy name Pashur, but Megor-Mezabib. For thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will make thee a terror to thyself and to all thy friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and thine eyes shall behold it. And I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive into Babylon, and shall slay them with the sword. Moreover, I will deliver all the strength of the city, and all the labors thereof, and all the precious things thereof, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah will I give into the hand of their enemies, which shall spoil them, and take them, and carry them to Babylon. And thou, Pashur, and all that dwell in thine house shall go into captivity, and thou shalt come to Babylon, and there you shalt die, and shalt be buried there, thou and all thy friends, to whom thou hast prophesied lies. Letter Q, the friends of the evil man will ultimately get executed for their friend, for their sin in supporting the evil man. The friends of the evil man will ultimately get executed for their sin in supporting the evil man. Friends who supported Haman's conspiracy were ultimately got executed by the people of God. Another example of that, when Zimri, used by God to execute judgment on the house of King Baasha, Zimri also executed all his friends. 1 Kings chapter 16 verses 8 to 13. 1 Kings chapter 16 verses 8 to 13. In the 26th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Elah, the son of Baasha, to reign over Israel in Tirzah 2 years. And his servant Zimri, captain of house, his chariots conspired against him, as he was in Tirzah, drinking himself drunk in the house of Arsai, steward of his house in Tirzah. And Zimri went in and smote him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass, when he began to reign, as soon as he sat on his throne, that he slew all the house of Baasha. He left him not one that pieced against the wall, neither of his king's folks, nor of his friends. Thus did Zimri destroy all the house of Baasha according to the word of the Lord, which he spake against Baasha by Jehu the prophet. For all the sins of Baasha and the sins of Elah his son, by which they sinned and by which they made Israel to sin in provoking the Lord God of Israel, to anger with their vanities. Don't support evil doings or evil doers, because sure that they will come and you will be punished for that. My dear and beloved, Micah chapter 7 verses 5 and 7. Micah chapter 7 verses 5 and 7. Trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Amongst enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the Lord, for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not be worried if you don't have friends, because Jesus can go with you to any place and solve your problem. He may send you to certain people who will accomplish to you what you need, or he may go himself and finish the matter to you, and you don't need even to move. God's calling for you today is to have and to keep your friendship with him, and it will be done to you as you believe. To fulfill our calling to God, we need to keep our friendship with God and move away from other friendship that we have in the world. James chapter 4 verses 4 to 5. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to invade? Our God is a jealous God, and he does not want us to prepare people and relationship with them above our relationship with him. In addition to that, our friendship with the world and to people would most likely expose us to dangers, and we might get harm. Therefore, God's word is keen to teach us to abide in our relationship with him alone. Therefore, let us commit to the principle of the message that we heard today, and let us implement what we learned in our lives as we commit ourselves to him in prayer. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Let us repent and renounce our sins. Confess your sins to the Lord. Lord, I repent of the following sins. Renounce the sin of being friendly with the world and trusting the people's favor. Renounce the sin of supporting evildoers. Renounce the sin of giving favor to people who do not deserve it. Lord, I understood well your word. I repent of being friendly with the world and trusting the people favor. Lord, I am coming back to you. I want you to be my only friend. Cleanse me and build me according to your word and your will. Lord, I pray that you will provide all my needs. Lord, protect me and provide the favor that I need in my life to overcome some of my troubles. Lord, I commit to you this problem, that I need you to go before me and solve it. Thank you for your word to us in this message. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who commit themselves to live and to do your word. Lord, give them more faith and trust in you. Lord, provide all their needs and go before them and solve their problems. Lord Jesus, give them more fruit of the Holy Spirit to be similar to you in character and attitude, and that people will see you through their lives. Lord, we pray for us as a church. Fill us, Lord, with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to go and evangelize and make new disciples. Lord, we pray that you will be, that you will enable us to plant more Bible studies and more congregations for the church. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.